Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm doing a Stay Out of My Business Part 2. It's response to Part 1, Misinterpretation. Now, when I was listening to Part 1, Others Business, I just recently did that. I was listening to it and I was laughing at myself, but then I realized it could be a misinterpretation. As, again, I had dealt with misinterpretations in the past. And, again, I'm going to repeat, misinterpretation can cause more wounds and more troubles if people don't stay out of my business. Still stay out of my business unless there's an emergency. And if there's an emergency, come to me directly. But there won't be no emergency. I'm fine. When I look at listen to these and listen to me speak, I give this impression that I've said something about Kiel or something like that. I was given that example of an emergency. That's never going to happen in my situation because I'm a well person. I'm a law-abiding citizen. And I do know that some people would think I'm really crazy or whacked or sick or whatever, mentally, whatever. That's because they don't know me, and that's their perception. And their perception is not based on reality. It's not true. But I don't care what they think of me, because what people think of me, they're going to think of me negatively or positively anyway, so it doesn't matter. So all I can say is forget them. Because then there's always going to be naysayers, as I realize. But the point I'm trying to say in this speech, when I was coming off, is that I had people who did not know how to mind my business, who did not know how to mind their business. Okay? They were getting into my, what I was doing without me knowing. In other words, they're coming around my home or wondering what I was doing in my career, or it was wrong. You have to be involved directly. I would not want my SGI friends involved unless they come to me directly. If there's some emergency, like some accident, car accident, as I mentioned, there's explosion, there's somebody, I mentioned like a murder mystery nearby, then if you see somebody, some tragic, really extreme, bad situation that you see that requires medical attention, you call the ambulance. You see somebody get shot or something, or I'm just bringing those examples. See, when I was listening to the making, talking about this, it was very important that I speak very clearly. Then again, I don't care, but then I have to speak out. People need to mind their business. It will prevent tragedies. It will prevent other kinds of problems. If you have a problem with somebody, then you come to them directly. You do not go behind their back. You do not follow them around. You do not come near their home or come, if you're concerned about somebody, you should do it appropriately. If you do not know how to mind your business, you must have some mental health issue. You lack control of your life. You don't know how to live in this country, et cetera, et cetera. In my situation, I say stay out of my business because I had a group of individuals who did not know how to mind their business. They were wondering what I was doing in my home or career. So they need to stay out of my business. If they're worrying about me, come to me directly. If they don't, they continue to do it, so I say they must have mental health issues, they lack control of their lives, something wrong with them, they need to be seek mental help or whatever. They have laws to protect boundaries. We all need to respect others' boundaries. Respect my boundaries. It's a part of American society. So that is all I need to say. Now, have you heard anything about any other situations or misinterpretations? Then you make your own. You have your own opinions. I don't care what the opinions are. I mean, I got people who think I'm so crazy. They listen to that. They say something wrong with them. What is it? Mind your business. Stay out of my business. Okay? If you don't know how to stay out of my business or other people's business, you're going to have the law enforcement involved. You're going to have the courts involved. You're going to be in trouble. You might be put in jail. You're going to be sued. It's going to be more problems and for you. Your life is going to get worse if you don't know how to mind your business, unless there's an emergency. Don't make something out of nothing. To be directly. Now, the people that didn't know how to mind my business, didn't know how to respect my boundaries, had some ulterior motives. They were criminals trying to undermine my potential. They didn't want me to succeed. They tried to do me in. Period. I stay away from those negative people. I take requirements, restraining orders. I move away, you know, hang around people who are positive. And, you know, I have friends that do not want me in their business. I stay out of it. I get along with people. I deal with people by minding my business. If I get into other people's business all the time, something is wrong with me or anybody else. So if you listen to part one of Stay Out of My Business and have your own interpretations, or listen to this, fine. You're going to discover you don't mind other people's business, you're going to have trouble with the law, you're going to have more problems. You got a mental health issue, and you do not know how to live in this country. Period. Bye.